cause of tzad, we must mention a very famous machloket between the Rashba and the Ran, two major Rishonim. The discussion over here is based around the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that if a deer is in a house, the door is open, and a person closes the door in order to protect the deer so it doesn't escape, so clearly that's considered tzad. But the door was open, it wasn't trapped, it was able to escape through the door. However, once he closes the door in order to protect the deer, clearly he's going to be hayav. Then the Yerushalmi says, however, if he closes it for himself, because he doesn't want robbers to come into the house, he's closing the house, the door, for himself, and also to protect the deer, so then the Yerushalmi says, mutar. The Rashba understands over here that even though by closing the door, you're automatically trapping the deer, but since you had an intention also for yourself to close the door for your personal needs, so he says that's okay. Letzorko v'letzvi. If you did it for yourself and for the tzvi, it's okay. The Ran hears his interpretation and asks many questions on it. How could it be that you're allowed to close the door? What happened to the rule of psik reshir? Once you close the door, it's happening automatically. And especially in this case, where we're having kavanah, where you're intending to do it for the deer. What does it help? Just because you're doing it for yourself, that automatically you're allowed to do an isur. Because of that question, or those questions, the Ran has an alternate interpretation of the Yerushalmi. What is the Rashba's logic that many of the Aharonim discussed as a shoot Rav Pa'alim by the Ben Ish Chai? On the side of that Ran, there's a Shilte Giburim. I think it's in Daf Lamed Zayin or Daf Lamed Chet of the Peh Arif. You can look at the bottom there, there's a Shilte Giburim that gives his interpretation of the Rashba. But Lema'aseh, the Poskim do not take this Rashba. That's the way Hakam Avadya's Posek in Hazon Avadya, the Menuchat Tahava as well. And therefore, Halakha l'maaseh, once there's a deer in the house or something that's not trapped, it will not help you to close the door with an extra intention that you're doing it for yourself. Bottom line, it's a psik resheh, and bottom line, that's going to be a problem. So we posek against the Rashba on this. Maran himself talked about another case of a person that has a kaveret, a beehive, and the bees are in the hive, and it's raining, or it's sunny, so he just wants to cover the beehive, not to trap any bees, but just to protect it from the sun or the rain. Maran says it's asur, even though he's not mitkaven to trap. But again, it's a psik resheh. His intention was for totally something else, but bottom line, it's a psik resheh. So you see that even if you have intention for something else, but if it's going to happen inevitably, so there was a problem. In the case of the Rashba, it's even worse because he's having kavanah to do tzad. So therefore, the Maaseh, the Poskim, do not take this opinion of the Rashba.